there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We have finished Proverbs 6, and now we're jumping over to Proverbs 7, verses 1 through 5. And I'm just grateful to have this time every single day with you. We have passed the 500 episode mark. I don't know if that's some sort of thing to celebrate or not, but I'm celebrating it because that's a lot of talking for me and a lot of praying. And how cool to think that that I have the ability and privilege, because of what Jesus has done for me, to pray for you wherever you are in the corner of this crazy world that we live in. And how cool is that? So I'm really grateful. And thank you again for being a willing listener and someone who values being prayed for. And I pray that today would be a day that you can actually pay that forward by praying for someone in the moment today. So I'm going to pray. As I begin this prayer, after I read, I'm going to pray that God would give you that situation. So here's the scripture today, Proverbs 7, 1 through 5. And it's in the message. It says this: Dear friend, do what I tell you. Treasure my careful instructions. Do what I say, and you'll live well. My teaching is as precious as your eyesight. Guard it. Write it out on the back of your hands. Etch it on the chambers of your heart. Talk to wisdom as to a sister. Treat insight as your companion. They'll be with you to fend off the temptress, that smooth-talking, honey-tongued seductress. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I will pray for that thing that I just thought of, and that is that you would give us the opportunity today to pray for somebody. And maybe it's not in proximity, like with our voice and touching a shoulder with our hand, although I actually boldly pray for that today. But maybe it's writing out a prayer on a text message, or praying over the phone, or leaving a voice message, or a Marco Polo, or whatever it might be, Lord. I pray you would present that situation to my friend today, and that they would walk through the scary valley of the shadow of fearing of prayer, and that they would actually pray for their friend and their family member. Lord, thank you for these instructions from Proverbs 7. They're so clear. They're so practical. Your word is so good. It is so alive. It is so active, and it is so instructive. Help us, like Solomon says, to treasure your careful instructions. To treasure something is to treat it kindly and to just revere it. And so we want to do that today, Lord. We want to revere your careful instructions. We want to live well. We want to live a legacy. We want to create a purposeful life, one that changes the landscape of the kingdom forever and the landscape of other people's lives. We want to be prayer warriors who get on our knees instead of worriers. We want to get on our knees and pray for difficult things, hard things, the future, our government, our city government, our leaders, our families, our friends, our churches, our frustrations, our fears, all these things we can lay before your throne. You will receive them because you are a good father who loves his children and receives their prayers. I love also that it says your teaching is as precious as eyesight, and to guard it. And as one who's had to get glasses later in life, I realize just how important eyesight is. And when I'm not wearing my glasses, it's, you know, things are a little bit blurry. And so it is important to guard your eyesight. And so, Lord, help us to guard what we have learned from you, to be, I'm reminded of Paul and how he talked about, if I preach a different gospel than I did preach, then that, don't listen to that one, listen to the first one I preached. And so, Lord, we want to have that same kind of fidelity to your gospel, to know it like the back of our hands, and to understand it, and to be clear about it, and not to be swayed by various strange teachings and by winds of doctrine and by persuasive speech or slick manners of presenting falsities. And Lord, help us to discern when lies are being dressed up as truth. We really need that from you, especially in these crazy times where people would rather have teaching that makes them happy instead of holy. So Lord, thank you for all of that. Help us to, as the scripture says today, to talk to wisdom as a sister, treating insight as our companion, make friends with wisdom. We need that from you today, and we do need your wisdom, and I am just raising my hand as somebody who needs it too. Thank you, Jesus, for freely giving it. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. As I've mentioned before, I'm trying to get it so that we can have a transcribed prayer every day, so that when you go on to the website and perhaps even onto the the app, that's it. Sorry, it's been one of those long days. If you go onto the app, and then you can actually physically see the prayer that I pray for you. So if you would go to patreon.com/prayeveryday, we can increase that. We're about 40% shy of being able to do those transcription prayers and would love to have that. So again, I'm not making money off this. This is not an appeal for you to put money in my pocketbook. It's an appeal to provide more services with this podcast. So thanks so much in advance and have a great day.